Boom.
Yes.
Dropping in.
So we got Hunter and Dave here this week. No Josh, unfortunately. We've been busy, haven't we? We've been on a, we're squeezing it in, but I'm excited to go through this chat and have a beer with the boys. Yeah, so we've been filming for, well, introduce yourself, so Hunter. Sorry,
hold up.
I'm going to be that podcast guy that talks about himself all the time.
I just introduced myself. My name is
Hunter Paul.
Hunter Paul. I don't know. This is Buzzy talking
town
about
geezer,
on the,
town geezer.
Podcast.
I'll introduce Hunter and Hunter.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
That'll ease into it a bit better, eh?
So Hunter Paul, 21-year-old young genius of the film world and also the bike world, rips a mountain bike. Rips a camera equally as hard, makes some pretty insane movies, and we're currently on a quest to make our own movie. That is Hunter Paul.
A real sound
thanks,
geezer.
Yeah. All right, fuck. Dave. Dave McMillan, David Flathead.
He's a flathead shovel.
OG, he's a bit older than me for sure. 29. Pretty steezy on the old bike for sure. He's just all around pretty good at riding bikes, I suppose. Like, there's no other way to put it, I suppose. Just
got no other attributes.
Oh no, there's heaps more. What does he do? Yeah, Vanzac. OG Van. Fuck, I'm saying OG because it's OG to me because I was like 13 when I was watching all his videos. Vanzac, really good biker, and fucking just kind of, that's it. Sorry, it's not as good as how you introduced me.
You did a great job.
But you know, that's it.
No, it's been like such a uplifting time having you boys here, like on the film project.
Yeah.
And like showing us where does the trend end, and like I think I've watched it 4 times since you've been here. And it's just been like sick watching that and then like filming our own take on that kind of thing. And like, it's felt like a whole, like everyone's been hanging out. It's been like a real refreshing experience to like film something rather than it be like crushed into a small. Yeah, you've been helping us dig. You also ride yourself. So like, it's been like, felt dead natural.
No, it's been sick, eh? Pretty amazed by the scene you boys have going on here, eh? Didn't really completely think it was going to be this good, in a way. Like, I don't know, I knew it was going to be good, but...
You've never been here before?
Yeah, well, yeah. Nah, not that, I don't know, yeah. It was just
sad to the UK.
My first time to the UK, just didn't really know what to expect.
No, I don't mean for sure. Like, you don't know, do you? But as soon as you go to somewhere new, everything's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's sick to like see that side of it and be like, it's crazy you think it's so different.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just find it super funny because, you know, I've grown up watching all your guys' videos and I just imagined you'd come from like a different place. But as soon as I got off the plane and was driving to here, it was like just driving through this town with heaps of old people and like all this stuff. And I was like, fuck, then I just find it pretty sick that, you know, you guys have like originated from this place that is just completely different to how I imagine it. I don't even know how I would have imagined it though, but.
Well, you always just paint a picture in your own head anyway, don't you? Like,
yeah.
So it's for sure.
It's lived up to the hype though. It's been quite wet since we've been here.
Yeah, the rain has been mental, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been sick because we've been doing starting this movie, and this is like the first sort of section for it, but doesn't really feel like we've been filming at all because we've just been hanging out with you boys the whole time. I've been here for 2 weeks and it feels like we've been here for like months.
Yeah.
And we've just been ripping in, so.
Big time, man.
Yeah, really sick. Just get to hang with everyone.
Yeah, that like when that session where it was raining, and I remember Dave, you were like, I wouldn't be, if I was at home, I would not be riding.
Get the ciggy paper out, get 3 drops on it, you go home. Knock off for the day.
Can't work in this.
No way. Job done. Yeah, it's definitely a different environment. I thought you boys would come back up the hill. Like, nah, it's too wet. But you said it was the funnest session ever. So I was like, oh, well, I got to commit and just do it. Do as the locals do.
When I was building that left, scraping it in, I was just thinking about you, like your load of them turns. To be fair, I was just like thinking about Dave, like, right, yeah, I can see you just fucking absolutely obliterating this. Like,
it was real fun. Like, I've always watched like the videos of like the fern tracks and like just the cut in trails, and it's so fun just to session. And yeah, just got to experience it firsthand with everyone. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, like seeing the stuff you guys ride in the videos and then seeing it in person. It's like exactly how you imagine it. Like, just, we have nothing even close to that back home. It's just like everything is crammed into the smallest amount of hill you possibly have, you know?
It's more steep up, steep down, trail ride up, trail ride down. You can't session anything. It's not like, you could probably can, but we don't.
Yeah, just long runs.
Just different vision, I guess, yeah. I guess UK's got a lot smaller hills as well.
Yeah, we've got like a 10-meter section of like dead space on a track, whereas you've just got like five corners, two jumps, like in that one little block of trail. It's funny as.
Yeah, I don't even know how, like, I think just this perspective of like what you have ends up, because like when I was building the trail for this film, it was like, it was a real challenge to like make it straighter and like open it up a little bit, because like you just want to, like you say, just fit as much in as you can, and he's like, oh, there's a right there, so it's going to be left instantly after, and
just
weave the hill.
Yeah.
Then we sort of just accidentally stumbled across another feature.
Sick.
And it was like quite interesting to see the different way of building as well. Like, I guess because we've been building for a couple of years now, like quite big projects and stuff, and then just the style is like, just scratch it into the side of the hill and make it work and do whatever you want on it. And then we sort of came in and tore up a whole mound of dirt into some pretty sick shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to everyone seeing eventually, whenever that may be, but yeah, hell sessions, which was cool.
It was, and like,
everyone was getting stuck in, like was stoked on the digging. It was really sick to see, like, we rocked up one day late and there was just like probably like 10 kids just there, just digging, just loving it. Like, you don't really get that back home. Like, you don't get a bunch of kids that are just keen to just come and swing a shovel and then just leave and like not actually get to ride it. Like, so that was like something really sick to say.
Word must have traveled fast on the Snapchat.
Yeah. It's been leaked.
Yeah.
Scotty the bro with the bangers and mash.
Yeah,
the
shout trails out to Scotty.
Yeah, I've never seen any
trail side
like
bangers and mash.
Full like slinging. It was reminding me of like a night out on the piss, and there's like a restaurant you go to get food. Just Scotty's just slinging out these like, you know, full dishes.
Prime time.
Of mashed potato and sausages.
Pretty much bangers, nothing else mash. You'd want more, right? Nah. At that point,
I've been slapping the ground. Jet lagged as well. I was like, no sleep. We hadn't gone to get food yet. Well, I think we did. We went to Tesco and I just...
Yeah, we got the meal deal.
Yeah. But my brain wasn't working. I got some weird like vegetarian food.
Mushy wrap.
So hungry. Bro, Scotty was there just...
Hooking it up,
eh? It was good to see.
He loves feeding you.
Yeah, shout out Scotty.
Yeah.
Bro.
Too good, man. So plans have taken a bit of a... with the van.
Yeah. So I guess, I've had a few experiences with vans over the year. This is my... this movie, we decided to do a Europe stint, so... I don't know, a bit of a no-brainer to buy a van and do the whole Vanzac style setup. But we ran into a bit of a roadblock, which usually happens when we buy vans, because they're usually not the best quality.
Well, this time you thought you'd go.
I thought we bought the Mighty Ford Transit and thought we'd bought the bought a winner. But it lasted 3 days and now it's now it's kicked the bucket, so... Hopefully we can get it going again, but it's really put a dampener on the trip. But not a major, you know, these things happen. So hopefully we can get it going again.
Yeah, I reckon I'm feeling positive for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. I'm not feeling very positive. Yeah.
I've been a transit owner. I feel it.
Yeah, surely.
I've left a few around the place in Europe. Probably, this is my sixth. sixth van from the UK. And
about 3 days ago, he was telling me it was the best van he's ever bought.
I was boasting about it.
Yeah, this is the best thing, and I got it all on camera as well.
You need to touch wood after that.
I know. I really eat my own words on that.
And I was telling the boys, I was like, fuck, it's going to be so funny if the van breaks down. So I got all this footage of Dave saying it's the best van he's ever got. And sure enough, it's fucked. Oh, really?
No, it's not fucked. It's just a minor.
It'll pull through.
That'd be good.
That's all right.
But like, so like, how much do you want to talk about the film? Should we leave them guessing, or do you like?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll just act like we know what we're up to.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, so your concept, so you got some planned out who you're going to film with.
Yeah.
And like,
so basically we're self-funding it at this stage. So it's like, I don't know, we'll let Hunter.
Yeah.
This is Hunter's realm.
I don't know. It's kind of at this stage, roughly planned out, but no plan at all, I guess. You know, we've got like rough dates that we've got to be at certain segments for.
Mm.
We've got like a lot of pretty sick riders lined up. I'm pretty hyped for it, to be honest. A lot of like people that I used to watch growing up riding, and then like a lot of the new school people, I guess. Keen to keep people guessing on this one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll be pretty stoked if when you see the rider lineup, if I ever actually finish this film, or we actually ever get to these spots, because right now we're getting
all the bad luck out of the way early.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this stage it's like fully self-funded, just because I know it's pretty hard to pitch a mountain bike movie in this current day and age, you know what I mean? Like, we're just gonna get started with it. And
keen to start doing, like, I don't know, I grew up on feature length movies, so
yeah.
And like, you don't really get that anymore. Like, there's a few, but they're kind of like pretty like saturated with just like, I don't know, they're not really that, I don't know, they're sick, but they've got their place. But yeah, I don't know, we're just keen to make something that like we're passionate about, and yeah, want to make it like sick and good, yeah, good viewing, and like sort of from like our like standpoint.
Yeah, I guess like the whole idea of the film is to showcase all the different like crews and cultures around the world, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many, because like, you guys have your own signature, you know, style going on, so it's like documenting that and incorporating that style into the segment with, you know, your touch on it. So hopefully every segment is just completely different from like the visual side and the music side and the writing side, obviously. Like, you're a lot different to how the boys in the next few segments are going to ride, obviously. So yeah, it's just like trying to bring all this stuff together and put it in one video, because I feel like there's so many different crews out there that have a pretty similar like view on what our sport is, but they like represent it all in a completely different way. Yeah. And it's just like trying to bring all of that together. And the reason we're, you know, doing it self-funded is just so we can actually show it how it is, I suppose, you know, because when you bring in, I guess, like, obviously, you know, maybe further down the line, we will have, you know, people sponsoring the film, which would be sick, but we just want to try and keep it as like raw and uncut as possible. Like, not in like a, you know, raw or uncut way where it's just like constant partying and stuff like that, but it's more just like, you know, show stuff how it actually is, you know.
Yeah, there's no like, you need to have this shot placement.
Yeah,
it's your
exactly that. Yeah,
nah, big up, man. It's like,
because there's just that stuff, just, I guess, I don't know.
Well, it's someone else's touch, and it's like when it's like your own.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly
know, it's that. Yeah, and that's, yeah, big respect for like up front in the. It's not cheap to do all this.
Coming from New Zealand as well, we're like on the other side of the world. So
we've learned that, and we've only been here for 2 weeks. We're already blowing the budget massively.
It's expensive doing your own film, man. It's so.
But like,
if there's anyone out there that wants to help us out, you know.
It's like, yeah, it was such a buzz to hear you were up for. Because for me, being a film, like, into doing my videos as well, like someone who's actually committing to like going around, traveling, pulling the crews together from all, you know, like making that effort to like make something that's, because it, like, it's no easy feat to make a full feature
film. I think it's like one of the hardest things as well is trying to do this with, you know, obviously me and Dave aren't a massive
Production
company. We don't have.
We've got Henry here too, photographer.
Henry, photographer.
Yeah.
He's gonna create a photo book, hopefully, of the whole film as well to go alongside the film. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a pretty. We're learning as we go, I suppose. Like, I've done a lot of videos before, but nothing on like a full length film scale by yourself, I suppose. So
I'm quite excited to do it as well, just because, like, I don't know, over the years I've done a lot of advertisement videos and things, like, so as Hunter, like, we've done some stuff together with Specialized and things, but like never really done a passion piece for ourselves.
Yeah.
So this is like sort of going in the deep end and just like, and I feel like we've had our time doing that stuff and now it's time to do our own sort of take on it.
Yeah.
And break the mold, I guess.
I think you've like set yourselves up for like a good, like, how you and Matt have done where does the trend end, and then it's
For sure.
I think it's a real good, like,
that's like
the rider filmer, like something you take through. So that's like the constant.
Yeah.
And then you go in, like, it worked real well. And
yeah. Yeah.
Just, whoa. You know what I mean? You could see how it's like both your creation and then, yeah.
Exactly that. Yeah. That's like the project that, if you don't know, I got a new movie.
Yeah. New.
Yeah, we dropped the plug on the podcast. But it's still a new. Yeah. Yeah. When Does the Trend End? It's a film by me and Matt Begg, who's one of my best mates. We've like grown up riding together, I suppose. Insane rider. But you know, just he's different to everyone else in my opinion. I know a lot of people, but he's got like his own signature style. And so I wanted to document that. And it just kind of started off as a project where I was like, you know, kind of just want to do something for myself, I guess is the best way to put it. And it started off as me and him were just going to make a 3-minute bike park edit because I just finished this video. I wasn't that stoked on it and was like, come on, bro, let's, you know, I want to do this sick little video. And it turned out to be 3 minutes. We finished filming for it. It took us, I think, 6 days to film the 3-minute bike park edit. And then from there, we're like, let's just add another segment to the short piece. And then it was going to be 7 minutes and then it was going to be 12 minutes. And then, yeah, it turned out to be like a 25-minute film. So we've been working on it for like 2 years now. Just released, we've released it as like a photo book and a USB. You can get that at, plug the website, www.whendoesthetrendin.com.
Selector.
Boom.
Honestly, as I said, you sent it me ages ago, the link, and he's like, have you watched it? I was like, no, I've been sleeping. And then when you got here, I watched like 4 times in like 3 days. Yeah. Like, so fired up on it, man. Like, yeah,
thanks.
Like, just refreshing, man, and inspiring. Like, you fired me up. I was like, we had loads of chats, and then I end up banging that little rehash of my edit fully just fired up. I just wanted to edit something and like get stuck into some.
Set.
It was sick, man. I'm
super pumped on it. It just feels good to finally make something that I want to make, you know, without outside influence.
Yeah, it proper translates.
Yeah, So after doing that, it's just got me like fired up to do something on a whole nother scale, I guess. So like that last one was just... would just film it with Matt whenever I had time, I suppose. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I'm not filming a, you know, video that I'm normally doing. Let's film Matt. And then, that turned out pretty good. Loved the whole working experience of it. And now it's just kind of got me fired up to do it on like a whole nother scale, I suppose. So I've got the other two guys I work with, Nick Stevenson and Scott Robb. They're part of Hunt Cinema, who we'll own the company together. But so this time it's like we've got the full team behind us. And yeah, Nick's producer, Scott, is another filmer. He's back home. He'll be back helping with the New Zealand stuff. But it feels good to have like a team behind it this time, you know. Just like kind of saved up my coin. And we're just going to be doing this for the next year, basically. Just focusing on this, which feels good because, you know, last time it was like I got to do Matt's project then go to 2 other videos back to Matt's then to it. You know, this one's just like entirely focused on this one the whole time. So I'm pretty excited, to be honest. It feels good. Only 2 weeks into shooting, got like another 6-7 months of
how
it.
How many terabyte?
Five terabytes in. It's been 2 weeks.
It's pretty daunting dropping into a movie. Well, like we're just like, because we're so far away from home, we've got to do it all at once.
Yeah.
So we're basically we've just dropped into like 4 months of travel of like full-time filming basically. So I don't know, it's going to be a really, really hectic couple months, but really exciting. But, and then go home and drop straight back into some more digging, more planning, more building, more like filming. So
it's
sick. And hopefully we'll get it done in the foreseeable future.
Committed to the mission.
It'll be worth the wait.
But yeah,
by the section we've just filmed with these boys, it's gonna be mental.
Pretty excited. Yeah. The segment's gonna be pretty sick.
It's been fun.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think my highlight feeling. I love doing the full runs of the when we were filming like the last feature.
Yeah,
on the Fernie track, but we were doing four runs top. Down. But it just felt like we were doing like race runs, but like
counting down.
It's been sick, eh? Yeah. I'm stoked you boys all put in the work as well. You know, like we didn't expect to get this kind of like, you know, hustle out of the whole crew. It was so sick to be shooting.
You've inspired us though, man.
The past week, it's been nuts.
Like I was saying, for us, if someone's like you're making the effort to come out to us. Yeah. So it's like, we'll make it the effort to make sure we got stuff ready to go.
It's super sick. But me and Dave were saying, it's like the bar's been set pretty high for the rest of the film now.
So. Which is good. Yeah, it's good. What it needed to be. So
Buzzing.
Gotcha. Yeah, now we just got to figure out how to fix vans.
Fix vans, get on to the next bit. So.
Oh, cool.
That's all right, there's always hiccups in these things, so it's all part of it.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah.
Fingers across. I'm feeling.
Fingers and toes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It'll work.
It'll all make part of the movie.
We'll find out tomorrow. Really? The bro coming tomorrow to check out the van, so yeah.
So like, what do you draw your inspiration from to, because you've heard you talk about clay and like film, but like growing up, where did you like draw your inspirations? Like obviously Dave growing up in Oz as well.
Yeah.
Like Mud Cows.
The Mud Cows.
Yeah, I got showed Mud Cows later on, but I was like, I can't believe I've never seen this.
Yeah. I guess because I made all like the early Vanzek videos, and I used to make edits before that, like always just chuck clips together when I was like, I don't know, 13, 14. I just always bang like mash up videos together. And then I saw the Mud Cows videos and I was like, this is sick. This is exactly what I'm doing right now. So I just kept on just like pumping those out, and it's just what people I reckon enjoy watching. Like, you don't get bored of it because it's just like there's just a constant like change of stuff going on, and it's all pretty loose, like classic Aussie loose shit. So we were hanging out with all those boys because we were up in Cairns building the Crankworks courses, and we were with Glenn and Big Jump Benny and all the boys, and they just sat down, and like as soon as we sat down like having beers or whatever, like oh, we'll chuck the Mud Cows on, like it's like 20 years old videos, and they're just telling you a story from each like clip. They're like, oh, this happened here, this happened here, oh yeah, I broke my back doing this.
No way. Wow, that's sick.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So hopefully we can leave like some sort of legacy like that, like I don't know.
Definitely, man. That's like the nice, that's the sick thing of making films and movies. It's set. It's like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's like something you can always look back on.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I even just like enjoy going back and watching our own stuff. It's just like, you just have so many, like we were watching some of my old van video, like van trip videos, just like when we got here of like Europe, because Hunter and Henry have never been to, Henry's been to Europe a while ago, but Hunter's never been to Europe. So I was showing him some van videos and he's just getting hyped. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to show you all this shit. Yeah. Like,
that's sick. I think the craziest thing is like the legacy you were just talking about is like how Mud Cows was it for you. But like, I guess I'm now in the younger generation that I've actually like grown up on both of your boys' content. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's, yeah, I'm now, it's like, your stuff is the stuff that's like inspired me to do what I'm doing now, if you know what I mean. Like I probably didn't grow up on the stuff that you boys grew up on. Like yours is probably a whole nother, you know, a bit older than what I used to watch. But
30 now, mate.
Yeah. I think it's so sick though. Now that it's like, for me, it's kind of almost a trip out that I'm like filming a video with both of you guys. Like it's like, told me that when I was like 13 or 14, it would have been a full fucking trip out. But it's sick now, because it's sick. It's just kind of use your, you know, work with the people that inspired you and then collab on a project to make something that is, yeah, like my take on everything and your take on everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, it's sick.
And it's like, yeah, you definitely like don't hold that like aura about yourself though, especially what you've been putting out. It's like, there's depths to it. You know what I mean? Like there's serious creative. It's easy. Like something, you know what I mean? You can chop and edit up and put a tune over it.
Yeah.
Or you can,
No,
but still, you know what I mean? I'm not like dissing that at all. But
not at all.
There's like, depths to editing though, where it's like, you can tell like someone's, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours and it's
full nerd spec.
Yeah, but it's like
he spent a lot of time at the computer.
The amount of times I've gone up to Hunter's compound into his studio and he's just, oh yeah, I'm on my like 15th version of this video. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, when does the trend end? Was if you know anything something about Premiere Pro, it was, I think it was like 240 something sequences in it, like, and that's not including the selects or anything. It was like, it was the classic just we'll make it 8 minutes and then next thing it just gets longer and longer and longer. And
I get this thing as well whenever I'm making, if I've done some changing and chopping in the timeline, I don't just want to watch it from I want to watch it from having the feeling from the start.
Yeah, it's the shit.
So you're like, you're not just re-watching like 10 seconds.
Some days, bro, I'll just be sitting there and I'll be like watching the whole thing over and over. And then I'll just watch it through. I'm like, fuck, what was I watching it for the first time? Like,
when Hunter was editing, I think, I can't remember what it was, maybe Brooks Build or something. And it's just, you can just hear the start. The very first part of the song, like, play like every like 10 minutes, and it's just, bro, like
I'll spend like 2 weeks on like 15 or 20 seconds of footage, just because I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll like make something and then I don't like it, and then I'll make something else, go back to that version, and pretty like
it's good though. The end product is mental.
Yeah,
I guess. But yeah, it's funny. I think that was the issue with when does the trend end. And actually, that's when I first met Clay Porter for the first time, was this summer. He came up to my house. It was sick because we've talked online quite a few times. But he came in and I guess you could kind of sense the editing pit I was in. And I was just telling him, it's not finished. And he's like, he's saying something about like Death Grip. Like if he never like set a due date for Death Grip, he'd still be editing it today. You know what I mean? So I think that's something that
sick to hang out with Clay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So fuck.
Childhood idol.
Wow. He's got a lot of knowledge, I guess. But
I've had some funny times with Clay, man.
Yeah.
I love that guy. If I had to shortlist a number of favorite people, Clay would be in it.
That's dope. It's sick as well for me. Like, you know, when you meet some of your idols, like childhood idols, you look up to, like, definitely met a few and I'm like, fuck, you're not what I thought you were going to be. You know what I mean? But like meeting Clay, it was like, sick. He's better than what you could even
think
he was gonna be, like, you know, it's dope. And just like, he just gives me all the cheat codes to everything. Like, he's helping me and Dave out on this project we're doing right now.
Massively.
Like,
he'll be hyped on that though. It'll just be genuinely.
Sick. It's so Chair Clay, you are helping us a lot, because we're kind of just freestyling right now. You know, we got an idea, but you know, getting it done.
Oh, still winging it.
It's good though. Still winging it.
Yeah. Best way to be though, I reckon. I reckon if you make too many plans, it's too regimented.
You can get stressed.
You have to go do stuff on the fly for sure.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing as well with like the whole concept of the film is like showing each crew how they really are. It's like ensuring we have enough time to actually like live and breathe what you guys actually get up to. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it'd be hard to replicate the vibe of what you guys get up to in a segment if I was only with you for like, you know, a yeah, couple of days.
Especially not meeting him before as well.
Like, yeah, not like hanging out when we're not shooting.
Well. I was going to say that, like, before we even started filming, like, many projects pretty much, like, it's like you arrive somewhere and it's like, right, you know, we're filming tomorrow, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we spent, I don't know how long, but we had like a good few drinks. Got to know each other
properly. Two birthday parties.
Yeah.
It was just 30th. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers, brother.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
But yeah, that was like, I remember thinking that, like, we'd been building, just riding, chilling, yeah. And it was like,
it was like a week. Oh, I guess I was filming like BTS stuff all the time, but
yeah,
like, we weren't properly filming for until like a week and almost a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah,
I'd say.
But it just felt just right the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, how it needs to be. Yeah,
it was never like, oh, I've got to go and, you know, fill, you know, yeah. It was like, oh yeah, big day, you know, it's like, yeah. Let's go.
Let's get some clips. Yeah. That's what it should be like, though. Like,
fully, mate.
You always gotta, like, I feel like it's such a, especially for me, because, like, filming is, for me, always been just about, like, hanging out with, like, your best mates and filming stuff, you know what I mean? I think that's almost, like, one of the reasons that I'm doing this film with Dave is that, you know, he's my bro, so we can just hang out and do this. It's, like, it's a lot harder to go do this with someone that I don't know. And also just, like, when we're actually out there filming, if I don't really know you that well, it's hard to be, like, go do it again, or like almost boss you around in a way, but like not boss you around, obviously, you know. It's just like
when you got like a filmer that you know, that it's like, yeah, so much easier to film. If you're filming with someone who doesn't know like how you work together, like,
yeah,
it just, yeah, it's, you don't mesh in, and just makes it so much more difficult.
I think what I can tell, like, so a filmer who, it's like when they fire, they're like, keep you invested and fire you up.
Or they'll tell you when you're riding like shit.
Yeah. And just keep,
like,
you running
that
up.
Suck, dude. Go do that again. Like, you can do that way better. I know you can. You're like, okay, sweet. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And then you go on.
And just like telling you when it's good as well. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Just like, ah, hi. Yeah, yeah, and yeah, it's like, yeah, this guy wants,
for sure,
yeah, yeah,
wants this to be a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm working for someone just ticking off boxes here, like,
yeah,
I got that nice focus pull on that logo.
Don't care what the riding looks like.
Yeah. And then you watch it back and you just got some stinking shape going on, but like,
yeah,
something worked out and
got the logo though.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah,
I shouldn't be talking shit on this because I do this a lot of time.
Well, I, you know, I've,
you might
that,
eat your words, like, yeah, I did with the Vans.
Sorry. We'll cut that bit out. No, I'm joking. It's raw, we're coming in raw, baby. But what I wanted to like brush back to van life, because I feel like a huge chunk of our time knowing each other day has been like randomly bumping into each other at Carrefour car park in Wazi, you know. Yeah. And like,
it's the local meetup.
Yeah, yeah. And just like, how sick, like, so, like, just sometimes daydream about it, how random it is you've met, how to have met all these people through like just cruising through, around in a van, but around these, and you end up just sort of like, don't know, gravitating towards each other. And it's like, you all, you know what I mean? You've got to be a certain type of person to be able to, like, you showed me that photo the other day, sleeping on a Lilo with Jack Moyer.
Yeah.
What?
Jack Moyer, Joey Vivoda, and Booger. Yeah, the first year we did van life was like first year out of juniors, because we used to race World Cup. Like, I used to race World Cups for a couple of years. Did like the junior years, and then first year elite. Yeah, traveled with those boys, with Moyer and Booger and Joey, and yeah, we didn't know what we were doing. Like, had no idea. Like, Eddie Masters was like, yeah, just buy a van and then just like just come over. So we went and bought like this small wheelbase short roof transit for four of us with all of our staff, like two, like probably like five bikes.
Way bigger shit box than what we just bought, eh? Oh, it's probably worth it.
No,
though.
I got to Europe. yeah, but anyway, that was like, yeah, all of us, and then had back seats as well. And then we were going to book accommodation. Quickly realized that that's just way too expensive and not going to work. So we ended up just buying Lilos, like water beds, and just sleeping on those, like blowing them up each night and putting all of our shit under the van and hoping it didn't get stolen each night. And then we upgraded to couch pillows halfway through the trip. But like, yeah, you just learn, like,
as the desperation kicked in.
Yeah. But that's just like all, yeah. And then I think it blew up at some point. I think we left it on the side of the road somewhere and got towed. But
too good.
Yeah. But yeah, like, such an insane thing to do. Like, just to pretty much just drop everything, go to the other side of the world, buy a van, just live in it in like a foreign country. Like,
yeah.
Such a cool experience. And to like to be able to do it and meet so many different people is like, yeah, pretty insane from like so far from home. And like, essentially this whole movie is about like meeting all those people, yeah, over those whole, all those years. Like,
yeah.
Cause yeah, I wouldn't know like any of these people unless I did that. So,
yeah. And it's all through racing, really. Like, yeah. I guess so, yeah. In a way, like, but at that time, like, for riders like me and you now, we were like, started racing.
Yeah.
But we're like, you know, it's always.
Getting the results.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, oh, what else do you do? Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like, that was the output you had to, where you had to go and get yourself, like.
Well, I used racing as an excuse just to go travel each year because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So. Like, I didn't want to be a builder, didn't want to go to uni or anything. Like, biking, like, I was okay at it. So I was like, sweet, I'll just keep doing this, like, fake it till you make it sort of vibe. And
but the one thing I'll say about that is, like, what I've said it in, like, articles before, I'm pretty sure, but, like, you to watch on a bike would be, like, you'd make someone say, wow, that guy's sick on a bike. You know, if you put you
swag chick.
Yeah, if you put like 30 World Cup riders in the Dave, you'd be like, that guy can ride a bike. And it's sick.
I can ride a bike, just couldn't ride it fast. So I enjoyed practice. I didn't enjoy the racing so much. But thank you. Appreciate the words. But yeah, just I don't know. Nowadays you can definitely get away with not racing. Like, growing up in Australia, all it is racing, really. Like, it's only just sort of now starting to become not. I haven't been back to, like, lived in Australia for probably 7 years now. I live in Queenstown. But, the vibe in Queenstown compared to Australia, like, Australia is so race-orientated. Yeah, and growing up, it always was. But then now you can go overseas and you don't have to go on a race course at all. You can just cruise around, ride bike parks and... Yeah. Be a social media hound.
Yeah. That said though, like, do you think like there's value like for like us now? Like, that's what put me onto like content and deliverance, that last film I did, where it's like felt like I'd gone too much social media, and like now is that what's like driven you to wanna do something like this now? Because you just feel like a bit like robotic, like you're churning.
Yeah.
There's no real attachment to what you're doing.
No, yeah, well, it's probably been said quite a lot on podcasts and stuff before, but you just like, instead of going riding just to go riding, you're going riding to get clips or like to like, I don't know, try and look cool on the internet sort of thing. Yeah. But like, yeah, doing this movie is quite sick because like,
I feel like a film like this with Dave should have been done like 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it should be done a long time ago, but I don't know why it neither happened. I feel like, you know, Dave just, he's done all the big, like, specialized commercials and stuff, of course, but I feel like, yeah, just writing never really got showed to its full potential. Yeah. You know, for me, like, growing up watching Dave, he's been, like, one of my, obviously, favorite writers when I was, like, probably, you know, way younger, but it's sick to be working with him now because, yeah, just kind of, it's kind of confusing why this hasn't happened yet, in my opinion. I guess maybe it's because I'm from New Zealand and he's like close to New Zealand, so it's relatable to me. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's such a good.
The good thing is it's happening, and you're
good
doing
thing
it.
Is it's happening
because I think it's a good team up. It's worth the wait.
Yeah. Just gotta turn off the safety brain. You know, when you get older, you get more of a safety brain.
Yeah,
but it comes with a fine. It's like fine wines, man.
Well, you just learn more, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I definitely feel. Now, when I look at something, I definitely like weigh it up way more strategically before. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to try this and do it. And
throw yourself off a cliff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good idea for me to make a beat a full-length film with another 21-year-old around the world. Like, I just don't think the writer would make it the whole way through, or we just wouldn't get any footage. Probably.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good dynamic. We've got youth and youth, but older youth.
Yeah, man.
A bit wiser.
A few van trips wiser, under the bonnet.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good tour guide for me, still, to be honest. I'm doing this for my first time.
I still haven't learned though. Still buying buckets of shit.
She'll come right, man. She can hear us out there. Yeah, she can hear us.
Sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so just outside the window.
We're only playing with you. I'll just act out sooner, right?
I just wanted to give Hunter the full experience, you know?
Yeah.
doesn't want to go too smoothly. Yeah,
gotta get some oil on your hands.
I don't know what I'm looking at under the bonnet, to be completely honest with you, man.
That's what YouTube
took the chain off my bike because the derailleur was too confusing.
Yeah, I feel like the van life sort of thing. Like, I was what I used to watch, like Will Richbeth and Josh Button. Like, I used to do it, and I saw like before like Instagram and all that, like they would just put up like a random video at the end of their trip.
Yeah.
And just be them like cooking pasta in like a kettle and shit like that. Like just and that just got me like super keen to do that.
Yeah. But you almost like, want the hustle.
Yeah.
Like, you like want to sample the,
but then like seeing them do it is like what made me want to do it. And like hopefully that's what made like Eddie grew up Van Zack life, or like life, and like Jack Moyer, like Walker, like you boys, like everyone. So it's quite a cool like way to like get into the scene, I guess.
Defo.
Like, and to see other people do it and go so well. Like, yeah, like last year the boys, like Eddie, Walker and Charlie, they like won the worlds, like Enduro Worlds.
So good,
and
man.
They were just scumbag, like
fully. Like,
remember
like Eddie, even before like Bergamont days, when he was like at my dad's house in like that ambulance.
Yeah.
Just too good, man. Like, just what a diamond.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really want it and keep gritting to be like, yeah, I'm going to send myself to the other side of the world, away from home, because let's face it, home's nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The security of being at home. But like for you boys, like even for me, like, it feels a long way, but I can jump on a 3-4-2 hour flight home. But for you boys, like, you are fully at the other side of the, and sometimes like Europe can feel completely far away from home.
The land of inconvenience.
When you're just like, when it's going wrong, you're trying to speak to someone and there's just no lingo going down. You're like,
I was telling Rat today, yesterday, that would be completely fucked if you boys, if we didn't have you boys here. Right?
You guys helped us out a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and Max Malone, he's been putting a roof over our heads, so yeah, thanks, Max. Do, 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 do.
Intermission.
Magnum break. Magnum break. It's a Magnum break.
Boom.
Ja.
It's a Magnum break.
Shout out to the Mac Boozer.
Yeah. So, what do you rate a Magnum?
It's pretty, like, fire. It's strong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely.
Very syrupy.
16.5%. Jamaican original Jamaican recipe tonic wine, and soothing, the label's been labeled over. It's possible fake.
See, yeah, there's like the green one underneath, but it's printed. I feel like it's printed on top. Maybe it's like
it's questionable
import.
Oh, is it a imposter?
Possibly, but it's a One fact that blew my mind, man. That I'm just gonna have to repeat again because there's it. But the 5 million in New Zealand.
Yeah, I could have this completely wrong though.
I'm pretty sure it's 5 mil.
Let's pull it off on it.
New Zealand.
Joe Rogan level now. Let's just pull it off.
Yeah. Last thing I googled was where was Hot Fuzz filmed.
Where was it filmed?
Wales.
I knew. I told you it was filmed in Wales, didn't it?
No, but like Wales.
Oh, Wales, not Wales.
Where's Wales?
Oh, no idea.
What's like the most monumental British or English? What?
The pub.
Is it the pub?
100% the pub.
Yeah. What
I like the pub.
What was the first pub experience?
Leather Smithies.
Leather Smithies. Yeah.
Tried to
drink eight pints of Guinness,
but we ran them out.
Yeah, they went dry.
Yeah, so 5.123 million in New Zealand.
In the whole.
And then look up population of Auckland.
Auckland. 1.6. But let's just pull up Manchester here. Just
for reference.
Yes. I thought there'd be millions in money.
Is there only 500,000?
Yeah. So New Zealand's pretty big, actually.
Anyway, there's 4 million in each major city in Australia. But it's quite big.
Where we live, though, in Queenstown, it's just there's a lot of people there because that's where the majority of the tourists always go. So, yeah, it is busy. But the good thing is you can drive for 10 minutes and then you're in the middle of nowhere. So,
do you feel like in somewhere like that, because it's pretty, do you feel like mountain biking's leveled up in like the last few years?
For sure.
Yeah, like, mental. It's like so crazy. Like when I first started riding, it was 2012, 2013. This is not even that long ago. But that's when I was under 13 and there was one other kid that would ride in that age category. And it was Finn HB. There's no one else in New Zealand that would ride in it. And nowadays, like under 13 and under 15 is just
rammed. With bikes that fit them.
Bikes that fit them. Yeah. There were like hundreds of riders and it's mental.
Did you race Junior Worlds?
No, that was a hot team to get into. Yeah. Man,
was that Champry and I
yeah, that was Lou Buchanan, Mark Scott. Who else is on there? Reese Wilson, maybe. No, I don't know if you know. George Gannicott, Aaron Gannicott, maybe.
Yeah. I did Champry and Leo Gang. Jono Jones was in Leo Gang because he got last and I got second last.
Yeah.
He broke his collarbone though. where was I going with this story? I can't even remember now. Fuck. The junior thing. Yeah, it's like because we used to have to race juniors. In elite. So like there'd be like 7 or 10 juniors that like we did a trip to America and raced like, and you just have to race as an elite and you just have a little dot next to your name. So like I was with like Troy, Moya, Connor Fearon, like that was my sort of era, Dean Lucas, and they'd all qualify because they were like just like freaks. And then you'd have to try and qualify against all them top 80. But then now you got a whole junior category and there's like, what, 100 plus juniors at each World Cup? It's just like
a competitive, because my World Cups were the year after junior, so I was like 18, but so there was like out of the circle thing. But then I remember like, I think that was when the junior series started, was like just as,
because
like, you would say junior as me, year
was,
junior.
Yeah, mine was, I was last year to not have juniors.
Yeah, so that was the same as me.
Yeah.
And then the fucking, sorry, swearing. Oh, God, I remember being gutted because it was like, oh, that would have been sick to like actually be able to, because, you know what I mean? It was just such a nut, like, I went to Peter Maritzburg and I remember getting there and like, there's just these like tabletops. And I was like, I've never even like just seen tabletops this big. And I've got to like.
Yeah.
Tabletops, eh? I didn't see them. Like, there were no tabletops in New Zealand when I was growing up riding. Not a single one. My whole dream was to ride a tabletop.
Just square edge.
Square edge, scary backside.
Really?
Yeah.
Sketchy. And then you can't get away from a tabletop. It's everywhere.
Isn't it? I still case it anyway. I remember bouncing.
I do like a blue flow track though.
Yeah, you like the case landing.
Case.
Steve's case.
Yeah, Steve's case. Tire slide.
Soul turn.
Some of that, bring some of that skateboard ride out.
Yeah, boy. Well, Matt Begg, fuck, he chucks his ass underneath the bottom bracket basically when he comes up.
The afterbang?
Yeah, the afterbang.
Yeah, the afterbang.
You'll just do like a little fucking manual and then just.
Yeah, he's the king of the afterbang.
Afterbang. What? Does he know he's doing it though? Or is it like that?
Well, I think it's just his
feels like going into it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool though. Pulls it off, wow.
I've definitely had it on my BMX, so I'm like, on the side. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. No, jump off a curb, you're just hanging off the side.
cruising off a speed bump. But.
Yeah. I just like doing straight jumps and then tilting my head like 90 degrees. So it feels like I'm just fully. Yeah.
You've done a full mid-air 90.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
But it's
just a, did you see
a,
my
it's
whip?
Just a head tilt.
Yeah, yeah, the rear mech check.
Yeah.
Very good.
Rear mech check.
Well, we've come up in 50 minutes and we've been flowing. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's been, I mean,
getting it done.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's been a thoroughly enjoyable chat.
Mm.
And buzzing to have let people in on what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Because it's been, like, even like Remy was here before.
Yeah.
And you boys coming through. It's been like a sick summer where it's like magnetized to home.
Yeah.
But like it's been.
I've wanted to come here for so long, like each year, because I've, yeah, always come up this way for like hardline and stuff. And then. Just never really make it to your boy's hometown, but I've always wanted to come just because of the vibe and just the riding here.
Yeah, I guess it's not like on the
way
places to visit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like also, you know, you got like Morsey. He's like, yeah, I gotta go check Morsey's little whistler.
Yeah, yeah.
And like UK is like, there's no bring.
I guess if we go
Fort William
back to the start of the podcast when I was unsure what to expect, just because. There is no name in the UK that's like Whistler,
yeah.
Innsbruck. You know what I mean? Innsbruck. Why did I say Innsbruck? You could. I don't know.
Innsbruck's a destination.
It is a destination. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Though.
Name a spot in the UK.
That's still a ski town, isn't it? You know what I mean?
You got like Dovey and all that. I guess. Dovey. I guess Wales.
But, Dovey's killing it. Dovey's we sick. Went.
I can't wait.
Me and Craig went the other week and. I just remember like that was
12 Guinnesses.
That yeah, but that was the what made me want to build some nice fast swooping stuff. Mm. Was it's come back from there and then we would start digging for this film project and it was like want to go quick.
We went to first year I went to Dovey was before it was a bike park and Dan had just like knocked up a few tracks or they weren't knocked up they were massive tracks but like there's huge tabletops and we're trying to clear them like going as fast as you can in the wet and then I went back. Last year after Hardline, I think, or before maybe, and just the place has just transformed and it's sick. It's so much fun there now.
It's a full operation, like, like food, it's full on.
Yeah, sick little hut, like, just like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, man.
Shred Mansion.
Yeah, the Shred Mansion. Shout out to the Shred Mansion. Yeah. Jimbo Munrumbo.
See you soon.
Yeah. We'll be seeing you soon. Well, yeah, should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Go outside.
Yeah,
chill out.
It's not raining for once, so we might have to go and enjoy the sunshine for a bit.
Not look at the van.
No, boys, thank you for coming over and
thank you.
The crew.
You guys have had some insane hospitality and really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, if anyone's thinking of coming to the UK, I would recommend it. It's pretty sick riding here.
And if you want some nice fresh threads, I would highly recommend the boys' gear. They've
Oh shit. Nah, big up, man.
Nah, it's been good. We might be stuck here for another couple of weeks if we can't get the van fixed.
Yeah, the movie might end up just being surrounded just a a Macclesfield massive.
It's like you came here, your van died, and then you bought a house, and
that's how it goes, isn't it? Yeah, we'll just end up moving. A
lot more good jumps to be built in that forest, that's for sure.
Yeah, shout out to Rat for letting us build on his land.
Thanks, yeah. Gene.
Lots of shout outs. Shout out to Too everyone for the hospitality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stoked. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Looking forward to
shout out
everyone.
To everyone else that's going to help us on this trip.
Looking forward to showing everyone what we're going to get up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little snippet, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be sick to. See it down the line when it's a masterpiece.
June 2024, probably.
Yeah.
That's only a year away.
Yeah. Saying that now, it'll probably be like 2028.
No, we're gonna do a clay porter and put an end date on it, so you have to have it finished. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Putting my foot down on that one.
Do that.
All right. Well, much love, boys.
Cheer
the boys.
Skitty. Cheddar butter.
Okay.